While critics are divided over Baz Luhrmann's epic production Australia, some of those who lived through the events depicted in the movie say they're pleased that it highlights the inequalities endured by Aboriginal people in the 1940s. Darwin was one of four places in Australia that showed the movie last night, and while Sydney may have drawn the stars, in Darwin the audience included about 100 people who not only lived through the Darwin bombings, but were also part of the Stolen Generations. As Sarah Hawke reports.
Darwin's red carpet was a doormat compared to the glitz and glamour of the Sydney launch, but Australia was set to rekindle memories for those who lived through two of the most tragic episodes in Australian history. Four lifelong friends at the launch were young girls at the time Darwin was bombed in 1942. Freda Williams, Dorothy Berto, Eileen Williams and sister Barbara were living on Melville Island north of Darwin after being removed from their families. They were transferred to a Darwin convent the day before the first deadly Japanese raid depicted in the movie. 66 years later, they were looking forward to revisiting the past.
We were outside playing. There was a couple of our small children, smaller ones, who were there playing hide and seek, and all of a sudden we heard planes, you know? And then all of a sudden it sort of, we could see it coming over the building of the presbytery. We were all calling it the plane dropping eggs, you know? But we didn't know that was a bomb.
What are your feelings about seeing this movie?
A bit excited to see it. Yeah.
We're waiting now. We're waiting to...
But after the screening, it was clear that one of the central themes of the movie about the Stolen Generation had struck a chord. Dorothy Berto.
I was crying too. I was crying for the mission kids. Yeah, for the kids. Yeah.
Was it personal? Did it bring back personal?
Yeah.
It did.
Because I'm one like him. I'm one of them. I was taken away.
Yeah. What were you thinking when you saw that actually on the screen?
A bit sad. It was all right, you know. I really enjoyed it, like, you know, some parts.
Did you think
and the cattle, I come from cattle country too. I was taken away from cattle country. Yeah.
Did you think it reflected what actually happened at the time?
Yeah.
How important do you think this movie is in telling the story about the bombing of Darwin and the Stolen Generations overseas and throughout the rest of
the world? Great, you know. They'll know what happened, you know. They'll see it and they'll know what happened here, you know.
Yeah. Min McGuinness was in Katherine when the Japanese bombed in March 1942. What did it highlight as far as Northern Territory issues are concerned the most? Was it the Stolen Generations or the actual bombings, do you think?
I think both of them, but for me, it's the first time I heard those issues raised in legislation and what was happening with Aboriginal people. That was highlighted for me because it's never been done before.
Min McGuinness, who was in the Territory at the time of the bombing, speaking to Sarah Hawke at last night's Darwin opening of the movie Australia.